is here for the competition, Torino 32. And this guest is Maxime Giroux. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're here with your latest feature, Félix Emeira. So just give us a brief kind of outline.
Yeah, I just have a question before, and sorry about my English is not perfect. I'm a friend.
Mine neither. So we internationals here. Don't worry.
Great. So that my question is this radio is in English or is it in Italian English?
This is a good question because we are a multilingual radio. So okay. Now we're in the English channel live as well. So people are listening to us right now. But we have also other 24 languages, so a total of 25, and it's always expanding. So yeah,
25 language. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
no.
It's so, wow. Okay,
but behave, because English is the most kind of international, so you need to say something that pleases everybody. So
So my film, yeah. So my film is a simple story. It seems like a romantic story between a French-Canadian guy who live in Montreal, and like in Montreal there's this English side and this Anglophone side, and there's those acidic people who live in the acidic community. We have 12 different kind of community, acidic community in Montreal.
Wow.
There are some that are really close, you know, that you cannot talk to them, you cannot look at them, and some other that is more, it's more easy to speak to them, but mm-hmm. still it's a little bit difficult. I don't know if you have a lot of acidic people in Torino, or even I know there's a little bit in Venice, mm-hmm, but there are Lubavitch, and in my film there are Satma, which is a community that is really, 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 really close.
Yeah. Yep. And well, actually, I live in London, and there's a definitely super strong Hasidic community. I also work for a Jewish community center, so I kind of know a bit the world in there. And it's really interesting, also the way that you tackled sort of this sort of issue. As you said, you have this sort of parallel at the same time. Almost like a contradiction between two lifestyles. So you have Félix and Meira. In one way, Félix is very conservative in being free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And on the other way, we have Meira that actually, you know, she lives in a very kind of strict world, but she goes against it. So it's almost, you know, a verging point.
Yeah.
I think the key is also the way that you decided to tell this story. You know, people could probably imagine a big climax up to the very end, but you, personally speaking, you took a very different path. So do you, can you just explain to me a bit why and how, maybe, how you decided to actually get this sort of rhythm for the film?
Yeah, but first, you're totally right. I agree with you, and the reason why I decide not to go with a big climax, you know, because first I don't see cinema like this, you know, and I think I see cinema more like a little bit more like real life, you know. Even if I don't really want to do a documentary with my film, it's not a documentary for sure. I wanted to. For me, love story is not like what we saw in the Hollywood movie. You know, I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to have a climax. Life, it's more subtle and complicated than big, you know, drama like Xavier Dolan can do. You know, even if he's my friend and I like his cinema, it's a different kind of cinema. My film, it's a different way of showing thing, you know, and I feel that it's more close to what I live in my life, what I live in my life. I think that it's it's a movie with the pace is a little bit slow, if I can say, you know, but I think that you can find a lot of different details that says a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, maybe I'm wrong and nobody saw those things. I don't know.
And also, well, the topic itself, I think we should probably spend a few words about it, because the Hasidic community is something that is, you know, historically and notoriously incredibly closed.
Yeah.
So thinking that actually from an outsider perspective, going into that is a big journey as well. So how was your journey to actually trying to depict as truthful as possible this part of Montreal, but also an international kind of community that is just spread out all over the place?
Yep. It was a big challenge because first I'm a goy. I'm not a Jew person. So I knew nothing about Judaism, you know, but they were my neighbor. I mean, I was living all around me there was some Hasidic people, but I didn't know anything about those people, and I was trying to know a little bit about them, but the best way, and because I'm a filmmaker, to know about them is to spend 4 years
4 years.
Reading about them, you know, talking to them, going into synagogue, even if sometime, you know, it was a little bit difficult to go there. Talking to ex-member of the community, mm-hmm. talking to member of the community. So it was a big challenge for me to do that. But at the same time, I'm doing movie for that. I'm doing movie because I'm curious. And I want to destroy all the prejudice or the thing that I think about a community or some people. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, we are a little bit like that. You know, we think that those people, they are like that, you know. And I wanted to destroy that. And at the end of it, it really destroyed what I was thinking about them, you know, in a good way, you know. Mm-hmm. Even if every community has its strong side and its, you know, side that are more positive, you know, like mine and yours, I'm sure, you know. So yeah, it was a big challenge, especially because the actor, all the Hasidic people speak in Yiddish in the movie. I don't speak Yiddish. There's no actor who speak Yiddish, you know. There is some, but they don't speak the real Yiddish, and I want the real Yiddish. So it was a big challenge.
I'm gonna just link to what you said because you said something ex-members of the community, and I think this is actually a kind of key point as well. Whereas perhaps we can do a sort of little parallel, but not necessarily about Fill the Void, you know, that went around for a couple of years ago. But that was very enclosed, you know, in that kind of bubble. We stay in that bubble. Whereas you actually portray the exodus, I'm gonna use this word, exodus from that community outside and all the implications of it. How many people did you actually meet that did this sort of process of discarding, you know, their heritage and that kind of almost forceful heritage to then be outside of that community, like Mehra does?
I didn't understand.
No, don't worry. Yeah. It's just the kind of, how many people did you meet to kind of portray Mehra as well, the ex-member, so the kind of movement from the community to outside?
I meet a lot. I mean, just in the film, there are five actor who quit the community.
Right. Okay.
Like the husband, he quit the community at 20 years old, and he has two children that he cannot see himself, you know. So a lot of the actor in the movie are ex-member of the community. So for me, it was a key point to do something that was kind of realistic, you know, mm-hmm. because without them, I cannot do this film. It's impossible, you know.
Exactly. I mean, I think this is a very, very, very interesting point that you just took. But also, you know, we were chatting not only about your film. I mean, because I kind of want to say this as well. It seems that your film is very, you know, strictly based on this, the way that we talked. But actually, it's a very universal matter. And probably you were aware of it as well when you were making it. Did you see also, I know that you were talked a bit earlier before the live show, that you were watching also other films. Mm-hmm. Did you see something that also made, like, something similar to your approach to filmmaking? So this sort of idea of truthfulness and big universal things, but on your own style. Mm-hmm. Did you see anything that you kind of related to that, or things that you just liked?
Yeah, I've seen some good films, but the thing about being true, I think every director wants to be true, you know. It's just that sometime you are in your career, you are at some point. I think that my first two films where I was trying to be true, and I was true about who I was when I was there, at my time. But sometimes, you know, you change, you know, in life, and I'm getting older, and I think it's changing my cinema too. That says, I really like Tourists. Force Majeure, in French, I think. That film is incredible. It was at Cannes, and there's a reason why. It's a movie that I really, really like. But there's a lot of good movie, I think, at this film festival. And I like this 1970 American movie, Tribute or something, you know. I wanted to go see Clute, but it was playing at the same time, you know. It's a really
good sorry.
Film. Come on, it's all right, you know.
We get a DVD. We get the DVD. Yeah. We're going to watch it somewhere.
It's a very good film. So, that's it, yeah. Tourist is a really good film. But there's another good film that... I know that Mange Témar, a French movie,
We had Jean-Charles yesterday, and it's really, really good. Yeah. So thanks for your suggestions, and also thanks for making Félix et Mehra here once again in competition. Thank you very much for being with us, and we're going to come back after a little break here on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.